The telecoms industry says it's no closer to understanding what exactly the federal government wants it to keep under its mandatory data retention proposals. Yesterday, PM reported that the country's second biggest broadband provider, iiNet, had serious concerns with the proposals. Today, despite several press conferences and media interviews, the Prime Minister and Attorney General came no closer to explaining what customer metadata telcos should store. Will Ockenden reports.
In the old days, defining what was metadata and what was content was easy. Take the very first phone call. The voice of Alexander Bell is the content. The fact he placed the call and the time it was logged is called the metadata. As the phone system grew, telecommunications companies started logging that kind of information for billing purposes. It just so happened that law enforcement and spy agencies found that information quite useful for seeing who was contacting who and when and for how long. Everything was well, but then the internet came along and caused a lot of problems. Nowadays, telcos no longer need to store the phone billing data as much as they once did, due in part to mobile phones and capped plans. The internet also allows for many different types of communication, so old analogies no longer hold up. So this morning, the Prime Minister and the Attorney General tried to explain why Australia needs a mandatory data retention scheme and how it would work in the modern era. On the Nine Network's Today Show, Prime Minister Tony Abbott had a go at defining what metadata is.
Let's be clear what this metadata is. It's not the content of the letter, it's what's on the envelope, if I might use a metaphor that I think most Australians would understand. It's not what you're doing on the internet, it's the sites you're visiting. It's not the content. It's just where you've been, so to speak.
On AM, he explained further.
If it's generated by you, it's content, and that won't be kept. If it's generated by the service providers, that's metadata, and that will be kept.
Over on 2GB, the Attorney General, George Brandis, was also explaining metadata, but had a different view than the PM.
Metadata is the identity of numbers or email addresses from which calls are made, and the identity of numbers or email addresses to which calls are made.
It all caused confusion as to what exactly the government wants the telecommunications industry to keep. And the Prime Minister's comments to Nine that web browsing history would also be kept further muddied the waters. If web browsing history was to be included, it would be a much larger expansion of powers than what had previously been announced. No one, not even the spy agency ASIO, say they want browsing history. The recommendations from the Joint Committee on Intelligence, which has led to these proposed law changes, say that, quote, internet browsing data should be explicitly excluded, unquote. By late morning, the Prime Minister's office released a statement saying that the government requires a warrant to look at Australians' web browsing history.
We are not seeking content, we are seeking metadata.
The fact that they are after internet metadata at all concerns some privacy activists who say it's just spin. Metadata is data, just a different type. Collect enough on it on a person, they say, and you'll easily be able to come to conclusions.
We're not asking for anything that isn't already being done. This idea that we are asking the telecommunications providers to store material that isn't already kept and stored is just wrong.
But that is contested by John Stanton from the peak body for the communications industry, the Communications Alliance.
Well, that remains to be seen. Part of the complexity about that is that different service providers store different types of data for different amounts of time, depending on their business requirements and the existing requirements to keep billing data.
He says adding to the confusion is a document released to the industry several years ago, which seem to require that industry store significantly more information than what the PM or the Attorney General are saying.
It was a broader set of data than that sort of described in summary by the Prime Minister. But as I said, we'll wait and see what comes from the discussions with the government and what the size of the task looks like.
John Stanton from the Communications Alliance, ending Will Ockenden's report.